This is the Nashville Fit. I'm joined by Henry Pyle, one of Nashville's most stylish men, and we interview the guys who are turning our city into one of the most talked about places in the country.
From chefs and entrepreneurs to graphic designers and whiskey distillers, these are the stories that inspire us to be a better man. The Nashville Fit is powered by Nashville's independent radio, Lightning 100, and styled by TrueMaker, built to fit clothing for men, like custom, but easier.
This is Adam with Lightning in the Morning. I'm out on location in Franklin, Tennessee, in a really cool spot. I don't know if you can hear the zucchini in the background, but I'm actually where VeggieTales is made. I'm here joined by Henry Pyle from Mountain and Doug Tenaple from VeggieTales. And Henry, take it away.
Thanks so much, Adam. Doug, how you doing?
Really good.
So we are in the spot where VeggieTales is created, and this place is one of the wildest offices I've ever walked into. Describe what the walls look like in here for the people who can't see it.
We set out butcher paper, and we all get to draw during the week. We're a bunch of crazy cartoonists, and the insanity really comes out in those drawings. And we take the butcher paper down. Once we've filled up about 100 feet of butcher paper, we cut it up and we hang it on the wall. So the walls are covered with the insane rantings of a crew of animators.
It is truly a wild spot. And then on top of that, there's a party going on right outside the door, a lunchtime party. Everybody's all dressed up. The staff looks like they're having the time of their life. This looks like an awesome place to work.
You know, I've been working in animation for 20 years, and this is probably the funnest crew I've had yet. Certainly the closest crew. And it's kind of a cool blend of L.A. meets Nashville. So it's kind of a little bit of the city aggression with kind of the local kindness and earnestness that really makes for a uniquely blended team.
That's really awesome. And just before, when Adam was getting everything all set up, we were going through your portfolio over here, and you were showing me some of the sketches you do. Not only do you run this place here in Franklin, but you actually do sketching and design and graphic design, graphic novels. You
sure.
create characters. You've done video games.
Sure.
I mean, how did you get started in this kind of business? Was it doodling gone awry? Is that what happened here?
It really is. It's down deep down in my heart. I've just been always been an artist, and I love art. I love creating. I love making things, and I love telling stories, whether if it's in an interview like this or if it's in a graphic novel, you know, a long comic book or a television series. I was raised on the TV, so it's kind of like my turn to participate and kind of give back to media in a way that it's given to me and really built out my mind. I'm like a product of Walt Disney, you know, and Warner Brothers.
We
cartoons.
All are. Yeah. We're all products
yeah,
of Walt Disney.
Yeah, exactly.
I love it. It's fascinating. Looking at your sketches, they're truly incredible. And like we're just talking about, everything on the walls, this whole place just breeds creativity and style as well, right? I mean, style is a huge part of this. It's not just about drawing a cool image. It's about telling the story through the style of it.
Yeah, well, you know, that's what kind of separates the amateur from the professional is. To me, it really is when they come in with their own style. There's a design principle that's in every person. It's almost like their signature. And certain animators have started kind of leaning their style into mass media, like the kind of stuff that in general most people find appealing. And those are the ones that we're hunting for. To create this environment, though, so it's obvious it's a corporation, it's a corporate environment, but you can't have pin an artist down in a gray cubicle. Look at my walls, they're gray. You cover them up with drawings,
right,
so that
right.
it's a more fun, inviting environment. It's as if you're walking into your own sketchbook. So when you come into work, you don't feel, you know, you ought to feel creatively explosive. And so we put all the stuff on the walls to kind of mask the...
Well, it also helps when you got one of these right here above me. What is this right here above me?
That is an award for my, or not an award, but it announces our nomination for an Emmy this year. This is the first Emmy nomination that VeggieTales has gotten in 20 years, and that's because of this crew.
Adam, do you have an Emmy nomination?
Well, I haven't gotten any. I'll check my mail when I get home. I don't think it's going to be there.
I have a good feeling about this year, Adam. I have a good
this
feeling.
This will be the year for sure. Yeah, I really do hope so. Fingers crossed about this year.
You're listening to the Nashville Fit on Lightning 100, styled by TrueMaker. This is Adam on location here in Franklin, Tennessee, with Henry from Mountain and Doug from VeggieTales.
Well, you know, talking about you for a second, you are a very tall guy. How tall are you?
Henry, I'm 6'8".
6'8"? All right, listen, I'm 6'1". I'm the shortest guy in my family. My youngest brother is 6'7". All right, so I get it. You're taller than my youngest brother. You're a super tall guy, and you're lean. So you're wearing a TrueMaker shirt right now, and we talked earlier, and you said you almost have to wear a TrueMaker shirt because it's got to be hard to find something for a guy your size.
When I first made my first TrueMaker contact, they sent out Chelsea, a representative, to come out and measure me. I almost started crying because I was finally getting clothes that fit me. And the first samples came back to me and I tried them on. And the sleeve, you know, I'm 6'8", I'm under 200 pounds. The sleeve lengths were perfect. The best thing is like the chest and trunk and waist of it was the proper length and the proper width. It felt like it was made for me. And so I've spent my whole life feeling like I was wearing someone else's clothes or other people's closets. And so I just had a whole new wardrobe made. I mean,
that's incredible.
And because if I find a shirt, it's so rare that I have some shirts that I bought in like 1987. And so it was time to get a new wardrobe. I've actually saved money, even by blowing a ton of money this year on a whole new wardrobe. It's like, it's time.
You save money overall. I love it. So, I mean, it's not just like they were made for you. They were made for you. I mean, how did it feel? Like, how did you feel whenever you looked at yourself in a shirt that fit you like right way?
I almost didn't recognize it. Like, I put on their coats, and they, you know, they go down my arms the correct distance from my arms, and they're not some giant, they don't feel like some giant hefty bag was put on me.
Right, yeah.
And it felt weird.
All right, I know we got to clear the room here. It sounds like Larry and Bob need the office. Thank you, Doug, so much for having us at your place. It's been an absolute blast, and we're going to be hanging out all day whether you want us to or not. I do have to ask you, though, about Earthworm Jim. Where did that come from? I used to play that on the Genesis. It was a fun game.
I created that character to try to get the job that eventually did the video game. So I was in desperate need of a job. I was terrified, but I had only created characters my whole life. It's all I've done. Like, before there was a video game to put them in, I would just make these doodles, and I have these sketchbooks, you know, sitting around full of my artwork. Well, it was kind of like pay or play time. It was go time. And they said, why don't you come up with a character, and we'll see if we want to hire you based on if you're, like, creative enough and if you can do it. And I went home and I put on Fleetwood Mac Rumors. And by the time the whole record was done, I'd created Earthworm Jim and every major bad guy in the video game. So it was 45 minutes. I created almost all of that content.
This is Adam. You've been listening to the Nashville Fit, styled by TrueMaker on Lightning 100. For an extended version of this interview, check us out on lightning100.com. Oh.